for our breads to become chametz, to rise. Kadosh Baruch Hu could not wait for the geula. He let the Mitzrayim chase us out. Okay, so when you look at that passage, what questions come up? What are the questions just in the passage in the Haggadah itself? If someone were to ask you why we have matzah on Pesach, so what would you say?
Practical reason. So that we didn't have enough time. There just wasn't enough time. Had there been more time, we would have had bread.
Okay. Good. Now, is that why they had matzah in Mitzrayim, Bilel Seder? No? Why are you shaking your head?
Because the reason they had matzah was because they were commanded to eat matzah on the Seder with the Pesach.
Right. So the reason they had matzah with them was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to have matzah. Right? Oh, host disabled. You have to let me in again with the screen sharing. Seems to be a default. It says the host disabled participant screen sharing. I had the same problem last week when I was the host also. So it's maybe a problem in my...
It should be able to work now.
Okay.
I reclaimed it so we could get the recording.
Oh, okay.
But now I think we're good.
The recording for...
You need to be the host to record.
So okay. Good. So... So Goddess says that we eat al shem shlohisvik betzekim shlohaveseinu leachmitz. And should nigla lay melech malchi am loch malkadish baruch. Now, Torah says, Parshas Shemois, Parshas Bo, V'hoyo ayoyim ezem l'zikorin. Right, this is Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'varti Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'layla Zeh. V'kesi is Kol B'chor. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Torah said, V'ochlu es ha'boshu B'layla Zeh Tzliyesh U'matzis Almer Mi'chlu. When you eat the Korban Pesach, have the Korban Pesach with matzah and morer. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to save you. V'varti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. This yom you're going to have forever. What's going to happen this yom? Shivas yomim teichelu ach v'yom rishon tashbis v'yom yoteichem. Kim cholecho machmetz chometz v'nichmas ta'anev v'shim Yisrael v'yom rishon ayom v'shvi. Uvshmartim es amadzeis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the beginning of this parak that there's going to be a Korban Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us we have the Korban Pesach, the eve of the 15th. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that with the Korban Pesach we have matzah and morer. And then the Rebbe Shlomo says, and this Yom Tov in Pasuk Yudalin will be the Zikaron v'chagosim. This day will be a Zikaron. That means it'll be a Tefillah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll take us out. V'chagosim also Chag LaShem, and the Zikaron we will always remember that we will and celebrate it. So what are we celebrating? Shivas Yom Toichlu Matzais. Which matzah? The matzah I told you. You'll always remember you ate matzah because I told you to eat matzah. That's the flow of the psukim. In other words, the mitzvah of matzah was given to us before the event that Daniel referred to. It's true that somebody would stop you in the street and ask you why you're eating matzah. So your knee jerk, and my knee jerk reaction would be what it says in the Haggadah. Al shum shelo yispiku b'tzeikam. speak b'tzeikom l'achmitz. But is that true to the psukim? The mitzvah of eating matzah Leil Pesach was recorded in Chumash and given to Klal Yisrael before the event of us not having the time for the dough to rise. We were told to eat matzah and prepare matzah and bake matzah in Mitzrayim and have it that night. And we were told to eat it 7 days based on that event. That's question number one. Why does the Malagada record the event, and now we'll put even more dramatic terms. Why are we asked to remember the event that was forced upon us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chumash said, we remember the event that we did with Mesiras Nefesh? So if we had to remember an event for generations, shouldn't we choose the event that we did with Mesiras Nefesh, the Korban Pesach, with the Matzah Bar? And instead, we remember forced out, had to run, didn't have time for the matzah to rise. That's question number one. You say this like issue. What is the kavanah that we have when we eat the matzah? Number two, that the phrasing of the Baal God is very interesting. Al shem shalai hispik b'tzeikom shal avayseinu l'hachmitz should be ad shegurshu mitzrayim me'artzo. Because that's what it says in the pasuk. Vayovu es abotzek asher tziyu mitzrayim ugois matzot ki lechomets ki gurshu mitzrayim lo yochul es ameya vegam seder lo yosalem. And instead, be an interesting phrase. Shalei yisbeg b'tzeikim shalei seinu l'achmetz ad shenigla aleyem melech malchei amlochem kadosh baruch hu v'galo miyad. So what are we to learn from the rephrasing of Gurshu al Yidei Mitzriyim to Dili Yalukos? That's the fundamental question that we want to look at. We'll go back to the source of this phrase in the Haggadah. The Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph Omer Rabbi Gamliel. You have a Gemara at the bottom of the page. Rabbi Gamliel Hayo Omer. Kol Shulei Omer Shloisha Devarim Elo B'Pesach Lo Yotso Yidei Chayvasoi Ve'elu Hein Pesach Matzu Morer Pesach al shum she posach amokim al bote aviseinu mitzrayim. Matzah al shum she nigal aviseinu mi mitzrayim. She nemar vayofu es abotzek asher tziyu mi mitzrayim. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Already points out al shum she nigal aviseinu mitzrayim. And the pasuk that's a debate amongst the Gersois is the pasuk that the Baal Haggadah records. Moror al shum she moru metzrim es chaya veseinu bimitzrayim she nemar. Taisus, when he makes, when he explains this Mishnah, the Taisus says v'amartem Zevach Pesach Pevish Bamira Shitzarach Loimar Be Pesach Ze Shonu Ayachlim Ve Iskish Matzu Mor the Pesach Shitzarach Loimar Nami Matzazu Morazu. How do we know that there is a din of explaining the Matz and the Morar? Because we learn from Amartem Zevach Pesach Lashem. It has to be an Amira with the Pesach. Since Matz and Morar compared to Pesach, so we have the Amira by Matz and Mor as well. Okay, so you don't have. Okay, you don't have the Rambam in front of you. So let me just read to you a Rambam in the Hilchos Chametz Matzah. So listen carefully to this Rambam. See how the Rambam compares to the toast we just learned. Mishalei Omar Shloisha Devarim Elu Belel Chamisha Osar La Yotze Yedei Chayvosei Ve'elu Hei. Right, so again, listen to the Rambam carefully. Rambam says in Perek Zayin. Here the Rambam is describing the mitzvah of Haggadah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Halacha Aleph, when is the mitzvah? Beis, the mitzvah to tell one's children, each one according to the understanding of the child. Gimel, make shinuim that they'll ask. Dalid, maschul b'gnus u'misayim b'shvach. Hey, kol mi shalei omar shalei shalom eilu b'leil chamisha osa le'yotzei dechei v'osai v'leil pesach matzim oror. And quotes the Mishnah. U'dvarim ha'eilu kulon nikron hagoda. Next, behold our Vador, Chayev Odom Larissus Atzmoy. Now, how is the Rambam different than the Tosfos? How's the Rambam different than Tosfos? The Rambam says, V'kol Elu Kula Nikron Agada. Tosfos, on the other hand, learns that the din of telling the story of the matzah maror is learned from Amartem Zevach Chag HaPesach. What's the chiluk between the Rambam and Tosfos? In fact, the Rambam does not record this as part of that the Amartem is. Not clear from the Rambam. No, what's the difference? Let me ask you a question.
According to Tosos, the importance only really stems from the Pasuk and on the back of Karban Pesach, or is that not necessarily true from the Rambam?
Good, good. And according to Rambam?
There's a separate inherent value in repeating the other aspects, not necessarily.
Okay, so now take it a step further. Let me ask you this. Does the Rambam records this din? He doesn't record it in the section of the Rambam where he discusses the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of mora. He records it in the section where he discusses the mitzvah of haggadah. And Tosfos says it all stems from a mitzvah that's said together with Korban Pesach. Now, what's the chiluk between?
According to Tosos, you would say that it's the Amir is a din in the Etzem Chefza of the Matzah and the Mar. According to the Rambam, there's an inherent value in mitzvah of speaking separate from the Chefza of Pesach and Matzah.
According to Rambam, when Rabbi Gamliel says his phrase that Kol Mishlei Omar Shloish Devarim LeYotzei Yedei Chayvosei BePesach, so what's Chayvosei? Chayvas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Chayvas Achilas Matzah. So Tosfos Lemshat, it means Rabbi Gamliel is saying, one hasn't fully fulfilled the mitzvah of Matzah Morar if one doesn't explain the Matzah Morar. And Rambam says that one hasn't fully fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless one has described the mitzvahs and explained the mitzvahs halayla. So now let's be ma'ayin and the difference between the two of these. Right? Now it's clear that there's a difference. It's clear, this will sound funny, it's clear that the language is ambiguous. Right? It's clear that le'yosidei chayvasei can go in two ways. Chayvasei of what? It's clear that the Rambam holds le'yosidei chayvas mitzvahs v'igadu le'bencha, because he put this from Gamliel in Perek Zion, where he discusses the mitzvah of secrecy, Mitzrayim. And he says right afterward, V'dvarma elu kula nikran agada, as if he's telling you, I know that there's another way to learn pshat in the Mishnah. I know that there's a legitimate mahalach that's going to come out with the Balei HaTosfos that says this is not a kiyum in Sipur, it's a kiyum in the mitzvah. So I'm telling you, no, I disagree. But Tosfos clearly says that it's learned from the din that by Korban Pesach there's a din of Amira in the Korban Pesach. Ve'amartem. This Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach was given before the mitzvah of Sipur Mitzrayim. But the point is, if Ve'amartem it's a din Amira in Korban Pesach, and then the Rambam Tosfos says, and from there I learn that there has to be an Amira Lagabi Matzah Morim. So according to Gamliel, when it picks up, there's the first important nakuda. When it picks up the matzah lel seder, so it has to know it's two possibilities, right? What could the nafkamina be? There's a Nadi Bihuda that has a scenario where something came up and a person is now faced, it's almost tzeis, almost chatzais. According to Vilna Gaon, there are 64 mitzvahs lel seder. So even if we couldn't figure out the 64, we can certainly figure out Sipur, Matzah, Moror. So you have only a few minutes before chatzais. And you want to be makbid, you're going to go past chatzais. But you want to eat whatever you can have before chatzais. So the Nebi Yehuda says, matzah, chap matzah. Mitzvah deraisa matzah, before chatzais. And then he says, chap morer. It's a question the Achronim ask. If Ayle Pamanshik raised the question, why doesn't he say Chap Sipitis Mitzrayim? More is a drabbanon. He got it lebincha as a deraisa. So why didn't he say that? What would you say? What would be the svar to Chap Morer rather than Sipitis Mitzrayim?
It's easier to quantify what Maror is as opposed to see where he stands his time.
Yeah. In other words, it's easier to know that I did the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. Whereas Sipur, and what's, when will I have be sure I've done the mitzvah? When I said Avodah Hayinu, when I said Maschal Bignus Messiah Bishvah. In other words, I could end up, when Chaim's saying, I could end up, I have 3 minutes. Matzah takes 3 minutes to eat, right? I have 2 minutes. I could end up, I want to be, it's a Bori B'Shema. I know if I eat my Mora, I have the Mitzvah Rabbanah. If I speak about Tzius Mitzrayim, so I know if I read the whole Agada, I'm going to get the Mitzvah. But if I don't read the whole Agada, and I put a snipping here, snipping there, so I'll have a Kiyum, but will I end up fulfilling the Mitzvah Bishlei Musa? So it's an interesting word, Ruchaim saying, better to chap a borer, the mitzvah de rabbonon that I know I'll get Bishlei Musa, than end up with maybe a deraisa. No, makes a lot of sense. So I would add to that, that we know from the Haggadah that the Tannaim spent the entire night talking about Yisias Mitzrayim. So even though we may have reason to believe that it's Til Chatzais, and we have reason to believe that the mitzvah of Sipur also goes Til Chatzais, But we know that Chazal shmoozed about Yitzis Mitzrayim beyond Chatzos. So we know there's a key in mitzvah there. So, moral after Chatzos, we have no Maaseh Rav. But Sipur after Chatzos, we have a Maaseh Rav. So I have to make a decision whether I will have Moror or Sipur Yitzis along the lines of the greatest Tanoim. It's not a bad cheshbon to say I'll have my Moror. And whatever the Tanoim we're doing, every Kiva and Tarfa we're doing, I'll have that as well. So I'll get, that could be the cheshbon. Nevertheless, what's the we say the Sfar L'Chayim, say we have a good Sfar. Better to do Adin de Rabbanan Bivadai than Adin de Raisam that won't be sure from a Kaiman or not. Might have to do with our Sugya, whether Suffolk de Raisa L'Chumra, de Raisa applies to Mitzvah and not to Yisurin. Did we do the exercise about the Parsha? How many Sugyas come up in the Parsha?
A lot.
Yeah. Well, the easy ones are Shechita, right?
Beginning of the second parak, the whole reason we know that it comes from the neck is from Rishon.
Okay, good. What else? What else came up?
Smicha.
Was that?
A lot of smicha in the parsha.
Smicha. Where did we have smicha of Nirtza? We had right. We had that the kapara. We had a limud from the Nirtza, right?
Yeah.
The Tosas talks about the Ola.
Yeah, correct.
Gimel.
Well, I was thinking about Yud Beis and Aleph, that we know that there's Venirtza by a Korban and we don't have a suffix of Shem Makom Nekev Nokov.
Right.
What are you referring to in Gimel?
That the top Tosos, maybe it's on Beis, of the fact that you need to give an Ola. It's on Gimel and Aleph, I think. That could go into the Bada Krumish Alkana, that he needs a Kli, that an Ola needs right. A Kli, excuse me.
Good, okay. Kilshita, women shechting. And then we all had the Oshem Toli. That was the Raya of the Rambam. The Raya that suffered, the Raya, that was the Kash against the Rambam. The Suffolk de Raisa must be, didn't they Raisa because it didn't have Oshem Toli. It just occurred to me that. Okay, we'll go back to Sipur. It's hard to read. Once you learn Chulin, it's hard to read the Parsha like you read it before. So so now coming back to the Sipur. Okay, so it could also be that if according to Rambam, if I have my matzah, my morer, and I say, al shem, shemir's chayinu, so then I will for sure have a mitzvah, a key of mitzvah de rice of sefer at the same time. So it's not either or. According to Rambam, when I say the reason behind the morer, that's the key in sefer is some from de rice. So maybe that's what the Nebuchadnezzar had in mind. All right, but coming back, this is the Kuda. So let's be my eye on this Kuda. Daniel, no, this is going to be, right, just to flesh out this machloikas between the Rambam and Tosfos. If we, Rabbi Gamliel is a Chiddush, right? He says, you're doing this mitzvah, you have to explain the mitzvah. Where does this Chiddush come from? So Rambam says, Mechateisa, that we have a mitzvah to explain mitzvahs, to stop for a moment, and unless I give a hezber in the mitzvah, it's not a full key mitzvah. So the Rambam says, if I have a halacha, then I have to explain the mitzvah, so that must be part of Sipur. Now, what does that mean about Sipur? What does it mean if I'm sitting by the Seder, and I say part of the mitzvah of Sipur is not only to have the matzah, but to say, matzah zu al shumam. So it means that part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that I explain, I went from Shivud Paroi to Kiyum Mitzvahs. The fact that I'm a kind of mitzvah is part of the Sipur. The fact that I am now went into Abdus of Hashem That's part of the mitzvah. How is that exemplified by Lil Seder? So I'm eating these dry crackers because I'm having maror, midrabanan. I'm having a little bit of tzliyesh. But that's etzem part of the sefer is that we've transported ourselves to ve'ashav kirvano kodesh baruch hu la'avidas. And according to Tosfos, l'chorot is a different chiddush. There are mitzvahs, very, very few, where explaining the mitzvah has, at least Achronim point out, that explaining the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah itself. What are the mitzvahs where Achronim explained that it is part of the mitzvah? Which mitzvahs? Which mitzvah does the Torah say Laman?
Sukkos.
Exact. Sukkos. Laman teshu. The demonstration of the Sukkos is Shabbos of Israel. So that's why the Bach says. That's why the Bach says that Leil. That Leil Sukkos, which would make sure to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu was moishiv us in Sukkos b'midbar. Because he said that's part of the key mitzvah. If you don't say it, according to most people assume, most farm assume, because Baruch was giving us the Hezber, but there's no, the Hezber is not part of the Kiyam Mitzvah. The Bach says that the Hezber part of the Kiyam Mitzvah. Minigan, Bergenfield, the Leil Sukkos, we always announce, please remember, Mishnah Berurah quotes this Bach. Now, at the same time, we should keep in mind that it says by Tzitzis, right? Laman Tizgiru. By Tfilin, Laman Tiyat Teresh Hashem Beficha. So there are three, I think there's a fourth mitzvah, where it says Laman in Chumash. And the Pashtus of the Bach, and you can see this in the Beis Yosef, and even in the Machaber, when it comes to Tzitzis and Tfilin, that there are some mitzvahs where explaining the mitzvah is not just a Heder mitzvah, and it's not just an additional impact that the mitzvah is going to have on you if you understand it better. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, in addition to mitzvahs trichas kavana, I should remind them doing a ma'aser for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. In addition to that, when it comes to certain mitzvahs, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to understand the mitzvah b'shas ma'aser. So Gamliel is saying, according to the Tosfos, what Gamliel is saying is Pesach, Matzah, Moror are those three of those mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not expect us to have our kavana yaseira b'shas ma'aser, but three mitzvahs, maybe added on to tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkos, maybe. All right, so that's the nekud over here. But Gamliel is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? When Gamliel said, "Kol mishlei omar shloish l'yotzi deichay v'asei." So according to Tosfos, the chiddush is that there are mitzvahs where understanding the mitzvah and doing the mitzvah with a kavana yaseira, with a laman, that is part of the key mitzvah. So if I have matzah and I have in mind eating matzah and I have no other machshava, I'm the kind of the mitzvah they rise. But it's not the full kima mitzvah. According to Rav Gamliel, the full kima mitzvah, according to Tosfos, is that b'shas achilas matzah, I'm thinking about the history of matzah. Exactly what's in the Kuda. So Gamliel says, I'm thinking about Shulai Spiku B'Tekum when they left Mitzrayim. That's the next kasha. Why isn't it? Why shouldn't we be thinking about that we are Mekayim the mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh? And according to Rambam says that it's that matzah, from the perspective of the matzah and the moror and the Pesach, like any other mitzvah, there's a mitzvah achila. The kavana of doing the mitzvah, but do I have to go deeper and understand it? Again, the mitzvah, it'll be a heder, it'll be more impactful, but the Torah didn't say that this mitzvah is any different than so many, than the mitzvah of Shofar, than the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig, and the mitzvah of Kisvi Adam. Many mitzvahs. That's good to have kavana, but there's no extra kima in the mitzvah, or there's no mandate from the Rebbeinu Shlomo that we have a deeper kavana b'shas ma'aseh. according to Rambam, but there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the Sipur is to demonstrate that we have become Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So part of the Sipur is to say that this, I'm doing this now, L'shei Mitzvah, to remember an event. All right? So that's the first Torah that we're making in this.
Within the note of Yehuda of approaching Chatzos, according to Tosfos, when you do matzah, when you do maror, you are fulfilling Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, no?
Sorry, say it again?
Well, according to the presentation of the note of Yehuda that you're approaching Chatzos, by doing maror, you are fulfilling Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Correct. Right, that's what I'm saying. That could be the hesber for the note of Yehuda.
Right.
That might be Yehuda said it that way. Good. So this, but the kasha that we want to look at, let's see if I can get my share screen back. Ah, okay. The kasha I want to focus on is really raised by the Avud Raham. Okay, the Avud Raham was, to my knowledge, the first running commentary from the Rishonim on the Siddur. And in that running commentary are a lot of the halachas as well. So Avud Raham records in his record of the Haggadah, Matzazu shonu aichlem al shum shlo yisbek betzekum shlo aveisenu lachmitz yesh lesh oil ki tzivoy achilas matzais loy hoya mitam shlo yichmitz ki koidim lachain tziva lachol matzis bistam vali omer tam ledover. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't explain to us why he wanted us to have matzis lel Pesach. He said you have to have matzis with your korban Pesach. Didn't tell us why. Question is, so why do we now chop a siva from a later pasuk, which clearly wasn't the reason for the mitzvah of matzah b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, and apparently that has to do with our mitzvah more than the event later on. And Rabbi Gamliel says no. So Rabbi Gamliel says v'lechein pir should be yesi kimchi. Shemashin et stavu ala matzah is koidim l'chein, is a major, major chiddush over here, tzarchi and gadol. Hayal shem ha'asid. V'ashem yoideho asidus, yodeya shahoyo lem l'tzeis v'mitzrayim b'chi pozoin. V'afilu mo yuroitzim l'hoyu yuchaylum l'achmitz b'tzeiko. Tzivu lecho la'pesach ala matzah is emar m'lachol shibis yomim, matzah, look what's Hezra Dover. It's Al Shema Osin. Apparently, the Rabbi Yosef Kimchi suggesting that Rabbi Gamliel understood that the Rabbanu Shalom asked us to make matzahs, right, in Al Zecher on an event that's going to happen. He wanted us to appreciate that we are going to be leaving b'chipozim. We had no idea what this meant. And when we had the matzah initially, we probably had no idea why we're having matzahs. We're having, because Baruch Hu said to have matzahs. But because Baruch Hu knew that we're going to have to leave b'chipozim, he knew b'lo yochlims, and we knew we're going to end up going with flatbreads, with the lafas and pitas. They won't have time to have a good loaf of bread. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do this mitzvah matzah al shema osin. We don't know whether he explained or didn't explain. Hard to imagine that Kadosh Baruch Hu explained you should have the matzah because you're not going to have time to bake later on. Hard to imagine that there would be some Jews who would say, let's start baking early. It's a shayach to say, I'm going to give you a mitzvah because you're not going to be prepared for an event and tell you what the event is. Hard to imagine. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give him a mitzvah, and they had to even makabel the mitzvah mitzmimus and have no hezver for it. Maybe there are lots of different drushes for it. They may have said, oh, this is like the crackers we ate in Mitzrayim. So we're eating it even b'shas cheiros. I don't know. But the ikir b'ham, they wouldn't have known. So this is, this vart of Rabbi Yosef Kimchi is reminiscent of a yesod that is often referred to as Chaim, it's really a base halevi, about tamei and mitzvah. Anybody have in mind what I'm referring to? There is a Beis Halevi, Chaim's grandfather, Chaim's father. But it's often, yeshiva is often referred to as Chaim's word. Beis Halevi said it. That the Rabbonu Shel Olam worked the mitzvahs around the mitzvahs. Right? And it was like, Baruch Hu, when we say Avraham Avinu kept calling Torah Kula. How did Avraham Avinu keep Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim? How did Avraham Avinu keep Matzah? The Beis Halevi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted our Torah to include Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. And I wanted our Torah, he wanted our lives to include a yearly discussion about how we were chosen. A yearly discussion of a national Geula. That's important for everybody to think about once a year. So in order to have a mitzvah of Sipur Geula, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give us a Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu thought that was knows that it's important for us to have a mitzvah of matzah. And in order to make sure there'd be a mitzvah of matzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the event. It's important for us to celebrate every year that Geula will come b'chipazin. So he therefore made an event that would celebrate, that would happen b'chipazin so that we would celebrate. I find it very hard to wrap my mind around this concept.
It's not Kluba Reis of Bar Olam. Isn't that what they zone in on?
Correct. It is an interpretation exactly of that. It is interpretation, yeah, right. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have salt on the Mizbeach. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have salt on the Mizbeach. So he created a world where the salt was at the bottom of the water, and the water was the farthest thing from salt was the farthest thing from human existence. Not the farthest thing, but a far thing. It was that it was distance from the heavenly waters. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "All right, I'll show you that even the salt can make the mizbeach." But the mitzvah, the concept came first, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam built the world around the concept. So the lechari, that's what Rabbi Yosef Kimchi is saying, something along those lines. Because Baruch Hu, we have to have matzah. Again, you can go many, many directions. I explain it one way. Others might explain it. You have to have the hama, the asvasa, the sefer hakadoshim call matzah. One has to have humble bread. One has to eat bread like an oni once a year in order to know the plight of the Oni. But so Kadosh Baruch Hu created a yomtiv where we're going to have matzah in a situation where these are the crackers that our parents ate in Mitzrayim. That's a lechari the mahalach of the Beis Halevi. I always found it very, very interesting. And it could be the pshat of here. But I think there's another mahalach that we can take in explaining this from Gamliel. Again, so where are we holding so far? We pointed out that there's a Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that was part of our Agada. We pointed out that the Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah, has shaped our memories of matzah until you learn Chumash very carefully. And you realize that the way that we have perceived matzah from the time we were little kids, when it was in pre-K and nursery, or even earlier by our parents' home, what we hear about matzah every single year, then you open up Chumash, and you get the paragraph base. Say, one second. The matzah was mitzvah before Gigarshim. So what was the meaning of that matzah? That's the kash of the Avud Raham. en route to figure out the word Ram, we pointed out that there were two Malchim and Gamliel. Each of these two Malchim look have a Yesodistic idea. The Rambam's idea is it embellishes the idea of Sipich Mitzrayim to include a Kabbalah mitzvah, and according to Tosfos, it embellishes that this mitzvah, there are mitzvahs where there is halacha of a deeper kavanah. This is one of them. But let's go a little bit deeper in the Makaris and see if we can have a mahalacha over here. So in order to, since it's running late, we will move to Sefer HaMitzvos. All right? Mitzvah Nun Vav. Hishat Sivonu Lechol Keves HaPesach. We're supposed to have a lamb. Leil Chamisha Osir B'Nisan B'Tanav and Iskar with all of the conditions that are discussed. What are the conditions that we have to have? Tzli. Sheyechol Abayis Echad has to be in Eden in quarantine. Everybody, we're all doing hachonis now for the Korban Pesach. Mit Hashem, we'll take all of our quarantining right now, and we'll still have some time to get Eretz Yisrael, and we'll know we'll all be prepared. We won't feel locked up Leil Seder because we've done this for a while. Sheyechol im matzah umoror, that we have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and moror. Who omroi? Very good base. Local was a bosser, Belila Zet, Sli H, Umatses, Umorim, Yechluhu. Kuf Nunches, who should see von Nulech, Umatsa, Belel Hamisha, Osiminison. Yeshom Keves, a Pesach, Elo Yije, whether there is a lamb there or not, Be'erev Techlu Matses. Nope. What is the difference between the matzahs of Yud Beis, the matzahs of Nun Vav, and the matzahs of Kuf Nun Ches? Nun Vav, Sheyechol Matzah Umorah. What's Kuf Nun Ches? What's the chiluk between, make it smaller so you can see both at the same time. Oop, we lost it. There you go. What's the chiluk between Kuf Nun Ches and Nun Vav? The matzahs of Nun Vav, matzahs of Kuf Nun Ches. No, what would you say?
Is one of them the etzem mitzvah of matzah by itself, one of them specifically eating matzah with Karban Pesach?
100%, right? It says, Kuf Nun Ches, the mitzvah to eat matzah, whether you have a Karban Pesach or not, that the mitzvah to eat matzah, every of Teichlu matzahs, Mashen Kein, Kuf Nun Ches, Nun Vav, there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The background of the Karban Pesach is matzahs umirarim yechlu, sheyechel im matzah umara. Omri Yisbarach, Echlu was Habos Vaila Zeh, Sli Eish, Umatzis Al Mirarim Echlu. So one is, if you'd only have Nun Vav, and you wouldn't have Kuf Nun Ches, so you would probably say that Bizman Azeh, there's no mitzvah. Look, the Rambam calls the Mechilta, the Lashon and Mechilta, the Sli Eish from Matzah Sli Marim Magid Akos of Shem Mitzvah of Pesach Sli Matzah Mara Kaloimer Shem Mitzvah He Kibbutz Eile. The mitzvah is gathering Pesach Matzah Mara together. So whether you say it's Pesach on the background of Matzah Mara, or the Rambam says no, it's having to eat them together, right? We can't discuss right now, but it could be that when Hillel Yekoyrech, Hillel was amplifying this aspect of the mitzvah to have them together. The Mishaikar and mitzvah achilas al basar. The primary mitzvah is basar. Machlu es habosha belayla ze. V'amoror mehanigvar achar psar pesach. V'chiyuvoy. K'moish yizbar. I said a little bit of a kasha why the Rambam doesn't say amatsu moror, but it could be because the Rambam says moror is entirely nigra, but matzah does have two standings. One is the standing of being nigra achar b'sarachil sa pesach. One is the standing of being b'kibbutz, and the other is the din of eating matzah in and of itself. But the emphasis is that the Rambam is really based on a mechilta. Mechilta says that yochel kishem she'em ein lehem matzu morim yoytzen yechavosu nepesach kachem ein lehem pesach yoytzen yechavosu matzu morim. Harei atodon hoyel v'apesach mitzvah seyu matzu morim mitzvah seyu lamadata she'olam im lamadata she'em ein lehem matzu morim hen yoytzen yechavosu nepesach kachem This mechilta seems to say that if there's no korban pesach, then there's no matzah morah. Yochol the shem shemein le matzah morah, and I only have a korban pesach. I'm yoytzi korban pesach. The same thing would be true about matzah morah. Talmud lomar yochluhu, eating together. But if you don't have a korban pesach, there's no din of matzah morah. But the Gemara says in Chuf Kof, Tanya Kavasi de Rava, Rava holds that matzah bismana zez de raisa have a raya. Sheish is yom tochel matzahs, ube yoyim ashvi atzeres Hashem lekecha. The Gemara says, later we'll go through everything right now, but the Gemara points out that ainly ela bismanche base midushkayam bismanche midushkayam midayim tamalem yom tochel matzahs. So the Mechilta says in Parshas Boy that the chi of mitzvah of matzah is only together with korban pesach. Gemara brings the raya from this medrash for a carrot. Gemara doesn't say atam achlekes tanoim. Gemara doesn't bring a raya from the Mechilta. So the Rambam apparently understood the reason why the Gemara doesn't say it's a machlokes tanoim is because there are two separable mitzvahs of matzah, two mitzvahs derais of matzah. One mitzvah derais of matzah is to be eaten together with Pesach and Moror, and the other mitzvah of matzah is to be eaten as an independent mitzvah of matzah. Now you can understand very easily that when the Torah says in Parshas Bo that we have to have matzah together with Korban Pesach, because Rahu did not tell us why we're eating the matzah. But when the Torah says, "Be'erev teichu matzos," so then Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, Rabbi Gamliel says, that's not because of the matzah of Korban Pesach. That's the matzah, which is an independent mitzvah. Now I'll show you a beautiful diyuk that Rishonim point out. The Mishnah says, "When will haya oimer? Kolso omer shloisha devarim elu leyotad echevosay. Pesach matzah morah." The Haggadah says, "Matzah zu sheonu oichlim al shulmo." What is it? Sheonu oichlim. They added on. But the real saying is, "Matzah zu sheonu oichlim." This matzah that we're eating independently. Eating bisman is there when there's no korban pesach. So matzah is onu oichlin. This matzah that we are eating, this matzah is not the matzah of the korban pesach. This is the matzah of the erev toichlu matzahs. Emphasis that there is a very difficult Rashbam. The Rashbam says that the mitzvah of afikomen is the ikur mitzvah of matzah. It's a big pella. It's hard to understand that the last kezayis you eat is the ikar mitzvah matzah. But Rashbam says it. The last, that's where you have the Iker Mitzvah. That's why we're still trying very hard, if a person can, if it won't make him sick or crazy, to have a good, healthy desire, the Iker Mitzvah. Because of this Rashbam, if it'll make a person ill or sick, they go with the kind of Mitzvah deraisa. But the Rashbam says the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikoyim. Hezra Dover, Lanias Daiti, is because that's the Matzah that's eaten ala Sova. That's the Matzah that is eaten most like the Matzah of the Korban Pesach. So the Rashbam says that the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is that Matzah al Matzah to Mermi Achluhu. So Nebela, the Afikoyim is the Iker. Not the matzah, the beginning, which is not eaten against anything else. But the Rambam would hold is that there are two mitzvahs of matzah. There is the matzah she'onu oichlim, that is independent of the Korban Pesach. That's the matzah that's eaten before the meal. And with that, we're mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah, they write to Zanazah. No, there is a matzah later on, we could say possibly the matzah that's in Kairach. Or better, the matzah of Afikoyman. And with that, when it's Mekayim, Azecher, to the other mitzvah of matzah, that one had Bishas Korban Pesach. But now we have a very beautiful way of understanding to answer that Budram's Kasha. Right? Now, when Leal says that there are two mitzvahs. One is b'shah shematzah umar munachim lefanecha, and one is the mitzvah of eating the matzah. So the matzahs that are munachim lefanecha, the matzah on which we say the Haggadah. In fact, I can't do this for you now, because, but if we have a chance later on, The Rambam's Haggadah doesn't begin with Halach Ma'anya. It begins with the words, B'behilu yotzonu mimitzrayim. Ha lach ma'anya da'acholu avasona ba'ara. B'behilu yotzonu mimitzrayim ha lach ma'anya. Right? Which means that we left Mitzrayim in a rush. We left Mitzrayim in a rush. But this matzah we're having right now is sitting right here in front of us for the rest of, till we eat it. This is because we had matzah in Mitzrayim. This is not the matzah that we was referring to. But this bread, this is the matzah that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Could be Mishas and Lias, could be, and when we were having the Leil Korban Pesach, the very first one. Then later on, we say, matzah zu shonu eichlem, the matzah that we're eating right now, not the matzah munach lefanecha, on which we said the Haggadah. Say matzah. But right now, it morphs into the mitzvah of matzah of achilas matzah b'layla zeh. To just finish with one more ha'ara, and I'll let you go, then this will now explain to us the lashon of the Haggadah. Is the matzah that's on the table. It reminds us of Korban Pesach. We have a Korban Pesach. Then the mitzvah of matzah will return to us b'shlei Musa to be both the background for the Korban as well as to be a mitzvah in of itself. Bismaneinu, when we don't have a korban Pesach, so then the mitzvah of matzah, deiraisa, the mitzvah of the sipur is everything from the throughout the Agolas to the Gula. But the independent mitzvah of the matzah, when there's no korban Pesach, is davka to remind us of the Gula. When we have a korban Pesach and Bishas Geula, then the mitzvah matzah is to remind us of the Geula of the Hamad Rahum's Bechira chose us to Tzadar Mitzrayim, and also to remind us of our Mesiris Nefesh in Mitzrayim when we ate crackers, when we listened to Rabban Shum's mitzvah at great risk. So when we are Bishas Geula, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to remember both Klal Yisrael's godless and my inability to wait to redeem you. But when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we only have a matzah, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying the more important message for us is that Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't wait to be megal himself to us and to redeem us. The Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, Mishas Golos, we remember, we talk about it, but that's not the more important message of the matzah. The more important message of the matzah is the matzah that gives us a sense of optimism, that of Bechiris Yisrael, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shmira, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, when there is a, once it comes, once the Kadosh Baruch Hu finds us ready for it, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will not delay. So that's why Lederi Dervis, it's the mitzvah of matzah that Ramil points out, which is the independent Be'er of Techel Matzah. Okay.